South Sudan Action Network on Small Arms Head Geoffrey Law Duke says although the government has carried out multiple disarmament exercises in the past, beginning in 2006, civilians continued rearming themselves and engaging in intercommunal violence. Law says to ensure this latest round of disarmament succeeds, the government should engage community leaders in the campaign. Otherwise, he says, the government will simply repeat the mistakes of the past.
So, we believe that the communities, being the people who suffer from the violence, and also the hosts of the criminals who are causing the violence that they see, including with their neighbors, and the people who also own these firearms, and the people who are who know who has gone to raid in the neighboring communities, who has abducted children, and the people who know who are the notorious criminal in the community can suggest the security measures that needs to be taken in the planning of civilian disarmament.
Law says the government should put in place a concrete strategy that clearly outlines how the security of disarmed communities will be guaranteed and explain how the government will dispose of the recovered weapons to ensure they don't make their way back into communities.
It also include clear measures needed to build confidence between and among communities, especially those with recent history of violent interaction. And the strategy should also include a mechanism to monitor, document, report, and bring to justice members of the disarmament forces that may abuse civilians during the process of civilian disarmament.
Law worries disarmament exercises, which will be carried out by the military, will only create more havoc in communities where intercommunal violence is rampant. Army spokesman Major General Luruai Kong says government forces were invited by the communities where disarmament exercises are occurring in Tonj and Legi states.
What we are using in Tonj now, where disarmament is ongoing, is that we are divided into two phases. Phase one is voluntary disarmament, and we gave the traditional leaders the lead in carrying out registration of all the youth they know that are carrying guns.
Kong says if the voluntary pace fails, the military will be left with no other option but to force civilians to give up their weapons. Once the campaign is completed, he says soldiers will provide security to communities.
Most of these communities that had been fighting among themselves never looked at the guns they are having as a source of protection. They have been using it to kill themselves. And therefore, once they have removed, we remove the guns, we have secure force that are going to be deployed so that they are protected.
Kong says after disarming communities in Tony and Lakes State, government forces will move on to other regions of the country affected by intercommunal violence. For VOA News, I'm Anyang David Mayor in Juba.